Sunt bucuros să vă spun bun venit pe site-ul Bisericii Betania. Mă rog lui Dumnezeu să folosească resursele acestui site pentru ca să vorbească sufletul lui dumneavoastră. Dumnezeu să vă binecuvinteze!
Radu and Andrea, dear family at Talpoș and Schmalberger, and special guests, brother and sister who are invited today to this special ceremony, I'd like to welcome you and also to pray that God will bless our staying in the house of the Lord. For those of you who have the Bible with you, I'd like you to open, because I have a verse which I'd like to read for Radu and Andrea, and it's in the book of Psalms, Psalm 127, verse 1. I'll repeat, Psalm 127, verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." I have chosen this because make very much sense of what I'm going to say this morning for Radu and Andrea and for all of you who are going to listen to the Word of God. As you know, Radu is an officer in Chicago to protect and serve the city of Chicago and his people. And the verse that I have read in this morning, it says, "Unless the Lord is the one which watch over a city, they can try to watch it, but they will be in vain." If I'll ask Radu to tell you a story or a circumstance in which he wanted to go and he was invited or asked to go and protect, and maybe he got too late or not enough time, he can tell you a story like that. But what I would like to say here is that we're referring this morning about a house, about a home, which they are trying to make together starting from today. And the Word of God says, unless the Lord blesses, unless the Lord works on it and build on this house, your work will be in vain. And I was thinking of that, and of course, when they leave today or maybe tomorrow morning from their parents' houses, when Radu leave from Brother Relu and Sora Helen, Sister Helen, from their home, he'll take a couple of the things he got at in the time he was in the house. Probably the memories, some of the pictures, some of the gifts, some of the clothes, the car so he can commute to work and back forth. And the same with Andrea. She'll, from tomorrow, or maybe shortly, start packing, or they already packed and moved them. And he put all the things in the house. And there are things we take from our parents as gifts. I'll read you, and I'd like to read to you in this morning from the Word of God, something which is very important. If you open in the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 14, it says something like this. The Word of God says, "Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, from family. But a prudent wife is from the Lord." And Romani says, it's a gift from the Lord. All the things we achieve, we get as an inheritance, it's something we receive from friends, from family, from parents, and they have a value for us. But to get a gift from God to help you in the marriage, it comes from the God. And I would like to pray that God will open your eyes to understand that. And I know you're here today because you understood that already. And you came here so God will bless you. But I'd like to tell you something which you can take with you, which in the last days when I was preparing for the message came into my heart, and it was very important to understand that and to get. Besides the money, the gifts, and all the other things which are needed in a home to have it, the Bible talks, and Apostle Paul talks to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, and it says, "Timothy, I'm looking at you, and I look at the faith you have in God." And I want to stop just for a moment here. A house which is built to stay It's a house which is built on faith. Faith which comes from the God. Faith which will honor the family and help them out. And it says, this faith which I see in you, and I would like to say that in looking at Radu, because it's Paul talks to Timothy, and I would like to talk to Radu in this moment. And he says, this faith which comes, and you have it, comes from somebody. It comes from your grandmother and comes from your mother. There is a gift which is more higher and precious than all the other gifts or things you will get in life. It's faith. And I read a story about it. A young man wanted to go to college, and in his family, only the mother was living. And she was a very faithful woman and a woman of God. And when the time comes, and he asked her, Mom, can I go to this school? Can I go and register and learn in this school? She said, yes. And the mother asked the son, what are you going to do? How are you going to, what's the tuition? How much do we need to pay for it? And the son did call and find out about all of this and told the mother, how much was the school? And he started, and the mother says, don't worry about it. Just pack your bags and get ready, and then we'll go. The time came in that morning when he was ready to go because he had to take the train and go by himself. The mother couldn't go with him. The mother's come and opened her purse, and he said, I have $64. That's all I have. But besides this, I wanted to know that I'll give you my prayers and my faith. Take it and go to school. And this young man look at the money, took it and put it in his pocket, and he left. He got to school, and he started staying in the line at the cashier so he can pay for the classes he had to take, and he knew there was not enough. He knew that something had to happen in order for him to be able to register. But he remembered these words in his mind. My mother said that she gave me money as much as she had, and prayers and faith. As the line approaches, and it was about approximately another four people in front of him, he heard a voice, and he says, is anybody here by the name Billy Walton? And he said, yeah, that's me. He said, you come to register for school, right? And he said, yes. He said, come out from the line. Your tuition and your camp, it's paid for it. And he looked at her, at that person, he said, how? He said, somebody else paid for everything you need so you can study. And this morning, Radu and Andrea, besides the gift you received probably today at the wedding, don't forget about the gift your parents will give you. They will pray for you. They'll give you faith because they trust in God. And that's why you're here today. The statistics today are devastating. They're scary about marriages. I'll give you just two examples. From 10, five of them, they end in divorce. From 2, 1. I looked last night online to see in Chicago. And in Chicago, looks like it's a little bit better this time. Maybe because of the financial crisis, I don't know. But in Chicago, it's 1.5. So it's a little bit better than, you know, if two of them, then almost two, they will stay together. But it doesn't keep them together because they don't have something unless the Lord, the Bible says, build a house, a home. You can work, but it's in vain. I'd like you to know that faith from the Word of God says comes by listening to the Word of God. When you leave from the home of your parents and build and start a new home of your own, there are a couple things you want to take with you. In order to take faith, you need to take the Word of God. Don't forget to take it with you. They will help you. They will make you aware, and they will watch over you when you need it, because the Word of God, it's promised that. And also, don't forget to take prayer when you leave with you, because it will make you strong. They will make your family to last forever till the Word Lord will come to take you home. And then I'd like to close by telling you something about them. You know that always I'm fascinated by the name of the meaning of the name of them when the people have a name and they get into the marriage. I looked in the dictionary and I learned about it. Radu comes from a Slavic name, which most of the Romanian names come from. And it means care, a person who cares about others. And I don't know if your mom, Helen, or your dad, Relu, tell you or knew about what you're going to do in the future, that you are called to care about others from today on, about Andrea, and also in your work, about the people you have to protect and serve in Chicago. Andrea comes from Greek, and it comes from Andrew, and the meaning of it is taken from a man. Andrea, you're taken from a man, from your parents, and today you're going to form with rather to be one. Also, of course, we all know that, and I wanted to be for them a blessing. Daniel from Hebrew means God is the judge. I want God to be over your house starting today, every day, and protect you, to take care of you, to judge when it's needed to judge, and make you favor to serve him. I want God to bless you and everything you wish from the day on. And don't forget, unless the Lord builds the home, your work will be in vain. I know you came today here because you want Lord to start building your home. Don't forget that. That's a gift. It doesn't have no other value than more than trusting in God. May God bless you. Amen.
Sperăm din inimă că prin mesajul biblic pe care tocmai l-ați ascultat, Dumnezeu a atins sufletul dumneavoastră. Vă încurajăm să reveniți alături de noi pe www.betani.cc sau pe www.bisericabetania.com pentru următorul mesaj. De asemenea, vă invităm să vizitați și să folosiți în funcție de nevoile dumneavoastră resursele site-ului Bisericii Betania. Dacă aveți nevoie de rugăciune sau de ajutor în înțelegerea scripturilor, vă invităm să ne scrieți la adresa de e-mail luigi@betani.cc. Până data viitoare, când ne vom închina și vom studia Biblia împreună, ne rugăm lui Dumnezeu să vă binecuvinteze viața, familia și viitorul.